From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Erin McKinstry. Elected officials from both political parties are condemning a GOP state lawmaker for a Facebook post about vandalism on a Confederate monument. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, this marks the second time in 2 weeks a lawmaker's social media activity drew fire.
After someone threw paint on a Confederate monument in Springfield, Representative Warren Love of Osceola wrote on Facebook that he hoped the perpetrators are, quote, found and hung from a tall tree with a long rope. Members of both political parties condemned the remark. It comes after Democratic Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal of University City faced resignation calls after hoping for President Donald Trump's assassination on Facebook. Republican State Representative Shamed Dogan of Baldwin says both lawmakers need to think before they post things on social media.
If political correctness is the only thing standing between lawmakers calling for murder and the opposite, then maybe we need a little more political correctness.
In a statement, Love apologized for his Facebook post. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
A credit report suggests the University of Missouri system is on track to maintain its good credit rating, despite declines in enrollment at its Columbia campus and a decrease in overall state funding. The recent report by Moody's Investors Service highlighted strengths like the system's geographic and program diversity, as well as its access to several different sources of funding. But Moody's Vice President Eva Bogatti told the Columbia Missourian that if the system doesn't successfully work with campuses to rebuild morale while cutting expenses, then its credit will weaken. With the rising incidence of terrorist attacks in recent years, concern is growing about potential threats to the nation's food supply. As Laura Ziegler reports for Harvest Public Media, the sponsors of a new federal law addressing agroterrorism talked with officials about best practices and policies in Kansas City.
It was a roundtable of military, political, and academic officials who might find themselves responding to such a threat. Senators Claire McCaskill of Missouri and Pat Roberts of Kansas recently sponsored a bill that directs the Department of Homeland Security to coordinate research, surveillance, and response efforts. Senator McCaskill said there's a reason the issue hasn't gotten much attention.
Vans killing pedestrians are easy to see. Sometimes the threats that maybe might be more dangerous are not immediately visible.
Roberts emphasized the food supply is safe, but easy global travel and trade pose an increasing risk. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Laura Ziegler in Kansas City.
All Columbia High School juniors will be able to take the ACT test for free next spring, thanks to funding from Columbia Public Schools. The Columbia Missourian reports the state had funded the college placement test for juniors since 2015, but earlier this year, $4 million was cut from the state assessment budget, and the state decided to no longer pay for the exams. The Columbia School Board will vote on a 2018 budget amendment to provide $55,000 so that all juniors can take the exam. ACT scores are often required for college admissions and can help students qualify for scholarships. I'm Erin McKinstry, KBIA News, Columbia.